the realest bitch I ever had. My plug like Lulu, give me whatever I ask. Bucking low like Ace Boogie, I re-up 200.
You still the Lulu plug?
Shit. Well, bar four is out now. Had to let them know. Kojo, let me ask you a question. Do the listeners know that you playlist and parlay?
Nah, we don't know.
You Filthy Pete? That's you?
Yo, that
wants
to be the new name,
man. Filthy Pete?
I got you.
Yes, sir. Bar After Bar, Volume 4, out now. In your phone. Apple Music.
This is my favorite one.
Really?
I haven't listened.
This is my favorite one.
Honestly, I appreciate it. Know why I appreciate it personally? Because it came out just before my trip. And my trip, I had to travel. So I had music to listen to on the flight. I had multiple flights connected in Newark, connected in Atlanta. I had AirPods in. Volume 4 just running. Mm-hmm. Volume 4 just, you know.
Love it.
My young boy quit drinking lean. He's going cold turkey. Sticks and stones don't break my bones. I'm a bitch. Don't wear a jacket with the big Chanel bag. Just need the hammer and the club.
Come on, man. Come on.
Shit. You hate me, you stop it, nigga. You playing with the profit, nigga. Out of patience, out of pocket, nigga. Playing with my profit, nigga.
They playing with my profit. You're better playing with my profit.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is you can listen to your Apple Music replays that came out today. You can listen to your Spotify wrap-ups for the year. Or you can listen to Bar After Bar, Volume 4. That's all I'm saying.
I'm posting it. I got you guys.
Shit.
I'm posting it.
Shit.
I got you guys.
More content.
I got you guys.
Man, shit. Yes, sir. The boys are back. The usual suspects.
Back in town.
The gang's in here. Back in the studio. The boys are back in town.
I'm missing the Gibson guitar. Stringing along.
Hey, man.
What episode is 14?
14.
Am I not right? Yeah, see, I got
one
it right
four.
Again.
Yes, yes.
1-4, hey, the king. Shout out, salute the guy. 1-4, 14. As we get into our weekend, or not weekend, tomorrow, Thursday.
Big game.
Arsenal, Man United. Carrick Ball. Are you ready for Carrick Ball? Coach, I don't know. I don't think you're ready.
I want to be confident, but I can see us losing this game.
But before we get into the game, I guess I got to ask you guys, like, how you guys are doing. First and foremost, you know.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Get into business. We have to get into asking how the man them are doing, you know.
Ask your friends how they are.
Yes, sir.
We had a big, long weekend. Well, me. A lot of travel.
Both of you guys.
And Raz.
Yeah. You had international, I had national.
Yes. I had an international flight. It's been a while. Haven't traveled since, I want to say, 2019, early 2019.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, like, internationally, per se, like, back in the States. I do love the States. I do appreciate the States.
So, I have a question for you before you get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to wear a mask here, and then you got into the States, and you can just take it off in the airport?
No, you had to wear the mask in the airport.
Oh, that's crazy.
You had to wear the mask in the airport and on the plane. It sucks, but yo, I'm telling you now, like wearing the mask on throughout the whole plane sucks.
How long was your flight?
I flew to Newark, which was like an hour flight. Oh, okay. And then it was from Newark to New Orleans, which was like 4 hours.
Yes. Yeah, not terrible.
And then it went back an hour.
So. I mean, it's pretty terrible when you're breathing hot air.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And that mask isn't, like, depends what mask you have. Yeah, like, I was wearing the surgical mask. No, I had the Chappelle mask.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty comfortable. But still, it's still a lot of cloth. And it's like, I don't know. It wasn't too bad, though. You know, it felt good to travel again. and just like be on a plane, fly those feels again, even though I flew to Vancouver, but you know, it's good to be in. You know what I appreciate about the States? First of all, they give us better airplanes. Mm. Like the in-flight services are way better when flying to the States. Because like, I flew United there. Man's had the interactive screen, Bluetooth. I can put my AirPod. Trust me, Bluetooth. Fam. Different. It's different, fam.
Bluetooth. They upgraded.
They had the Bluetooth. I had my entertainment system. I could watch whatever I wanted to.
That's nuts.
Yeah, fam. They had a lot of movies. I seen a man watching Fast 9. Yo, Fast 9 looks nuts. Okay.
Fast 9?
A man was like an Asian man was in front of me. He was watching Fast 9.
No pun.
No pun intended there. And fam, it was watch that movie. That superhero movie. It's from the jump. The jump, it's actually insane. I looked over like, fam, what's going on?
So you're watching your screen and the next screen. Yeah. You're double watching. I do that.
Because first of all, I put on something, but I fell asleep because I can all sleep on planes. I don't know about y'all. Can you sleep off?
Nope.
You can't sleep on a plane? Nope. Kojo, can you sleep on a plane?
Depends on the time.
No.
Like, if it's like, what time was your flight?
It was like 12. It was 2 hours a day. 12 to 3. And then the next one. No. Yeah, p.m. Yeah. So afternoon. 12 to like, 12 to 7 is what I got to New Orleans. I like 7. So like, I was traveling from 12 to 7.
Oh, yeah, I can't pause.
If I'm tired, you're not sleeping? I could take a nap, but.
Really, eh?
I think I'd probably.
So, what's the longest flight you've been on? Well, you've been on.
India.
Yeah, yeah, true.
You slept.
What are you talking about, fam? What's the pill that you take?
What's this guy talking about?
I'm not sleeping
from
there, bro.
This guy took an IV and stayed up, bro.
Bro, I was drooling from my side lip because the food smell kept me awake. The nonsense in the plane.
So, how does it work if you're flying to India? Do you stop somewhere or is it a straight flight?
Turn that shit off. Well, no, you can stop in Lufthansa, or you can take a direct flight to Delhi.
So how did you fly?
Direct.
And how long was that flight?
76 hours.
Wait, what?
That shit was long as hell, bro. Like, it was like 18 hours.
You hear this guy?
This guy said he stayed up for 18 hours.
And yes, you've heard it here.
But you know my schedule. Like, I just be staying up for...
I guess.
Like, I just be staying... Like, I'm a...
So you don't change it, your schedule. Like, or your sleep schedule. You can't shift back. Or knock back into, like, I'm a regular person, let me sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're talking like you didn't even, like, nap for, like, an hour, 2 hours. Like,
fam, my body, like, I needed to be dead silent to begin with. I needed to be dark, and I can't have any sort of smell for me to sleep. That's just how I am. And
So what are you doing during this time?
Watching Fast 9. No, I was watching movies, watching shows. I watched,
I took
that shit off.
What else?
Yeah, moving on. Speaking of I just can't sleep on planes.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. But flew to New Orleans, went to go see the Buffalo Bills face the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. And it was a great experience. I had fun. I had a great weekend. The Buffalo fans, Bills Mafia, definitely took over New Orleans rudely as it was Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was interesting because it was busy as hell down there in New Orleans, as we spoke about off-pod, but it was busy as hell. And I've never been in, I guess, New Orleans for Thanksgiving.
You're right.
But I know Thanksgiving is a big thing in America.
100%,
like when it comes to Black Friday, like people are out and about, and then it's like everyone's back home from college and linking up and things.
You catch any sales?
No sales per se, but a deal? I cut a deal? You like to say a deal?
A deal, yeah.
But no, man. To speak of that, funny story. As we flew to New Orleans, we landed at like 7. We had to get food, right? And I was telling you guys about the story about how I got finessed.
And well, you almost got finessed.
You technically didn't get finessed.
You're right.
You got a great deal.
But I didn't. Vanessa's the wrong word. I don't know what to tell to call it as a man, but I got harassed and abused, and I'm mostly scarred from it, really and truly, because, man, all I wanted to do was get some food. We just landed. As I mentioned, when you're in New Orleans, when you're sober, it's too much. The environment's way too crazy because there's a bunch of people on the street. Everyone's drinking. You can drink on the street in New Orleans. So everyone's out and about. And you got thinking, a lot of people are coming in for the game. So there's a bunch of Buffalo fans. There's a bunch of New Orleans fans. Everyone's out and about. So as I'm walking down the street, me and my bro, going to get some food. We're trying to find, because like, everywhere's popping, but it's like, I'm just trying to get food, you know? It's not trying to be in a bar, or I'm just trying to sit down and get food. And we're walking the strip, and we couldn't really find places, and places had lines and things, so I GPS a place on Bourbon Street, and I go the wrong way. And going that wrong way led me down a very interesting road, I'll say. Because when I went down, first and foremost, all the Bills fans are usually like white fans, right? So there's a bunch of Buffalo fans that are just a bunch of white people, older age, white women and men. And then we go down, and this girl, I remember her name, Jessica. It was Jessica something. She has some crazy nickname. She has some crazy nickname, right? And then she calls my bro over and calls him the Black Bill because he has his Buffalo gear on. I said, oh, wow, Black Bill, Black Bill. Calls him over. And rule number one, you can't stop when on a crowded street when there's everyone trying to get you drinks, coming to a bar. You're just going to keep on moving. Just say, yeah, yeah, yeah. And just keep going, especially when you're sober. It's easier to maneuver when you're drunk because it's like, fam. You're not paying attention. You're not paying attention. Nothing.
You only hear what you want to hear.
Right. So we're sober, fam. My bro stops. And she's just talking. Like, you know, she's just talking. She's Southern. Like, we're just trying to have a conversation. Because, like, you know, we just landed. We still have, like, sober minds. So it's like, we're actually trying to have an actual conversation. And then it just led to... She had the shots in her hand, right? And I'm like, shh. And she had them covered. So they already look nasty. And mind you, I'm coming from a place in Toronto where, like, everyone's doing their masks, everyone's, you know, separated. I'm working from home to, like, a zoo, fam. Bear people. And then she just has her little shots, her little cylinders.
Yeah.
And then, boom.
Don't know if they're washed.
Don't know if they're washed. The towels look a little dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, she's grabbing my neck. And making me take a shot. Crazy. It was so crazy. But, man, it's an experience at the end of the day. But it was the craziest shit ever. And then getting into, she tried to charge $24 for each. After she grabbed my neck, she had more fun than me. Like, you know what I mean?
She had her way with you.
Right?
You should charge her.
Fam, that's what I'm trying to say. But hey, what you can't call as a man, what can you really call it? You know, you just gotta allow it at the end of the day. But hey, man, we go through it too, clearly. But yeah, and then she tried to finesse us $24 each. Thankfully, I left the $7. I mean, I only had $7 on me. I left everything else in the telly because, fam, if I had it on me, just to get out of the situation,
you probably would have gave it. Just to get
I probably would have. I probably would have gave it to
take it. I'm gonna take the L. I'm gonna cut my loss.
I was already into the L. I was already deep into the L. I'm like, holy fam. I'm sure I'm just, I haven't ate yet, you know. This is before I ate. I have to pay to get food, fam.
This was before or after you realized you couldn't bet either?
After.
Damn.
I know. So, I could have bet, but I didn't want to bet, because I have to get FanDuel.
Oh, no, you good.
And then I'd have to, where's the money going? When I come back, yo ZB, hold this for me and transfer.
Yo ZB, let me use your account real quick.
Let me drop a little number? Funds, fam.
What's your bank account number?
Yo, or is Venmo? Who knows how the States works? But yeah, that's how the night started, or the trip started in Orleans. But and then we got beat the next day, got destroyed. We got great seats, though. So, yeah, I mean, it was nice to see the arena. Last time I went, I was, like, in the 300s. Now, to be on the lower bowl, like, it was dope to just, like, be closer. And it's a loud stadium. It's one of those stadiums, good or bad, it's always going to be lit in there. They got some loyal fans in there. It's loud. A lot of fandom. We were getting killed. And then the Bills took over the stadium, really and truly. But when they took over, I just went to a little lounge, you know, got a little pecan pie moonshine. Shit, it was nice.
Moonshine. What was that, $24?
No, it was like 14 still, something like that. It was blessed, though.
So that makes no sense.
It was blessed. So it was worth it.
Yeah.
No, no. Hey, listen, listen. No. Inflation in the States? Huh? Serious. Nah, fam. What? Bro, I was broke quick, fam. I was like, what's going on here, fam?
No, no, no. It's
nuts. I know I'm in a tourist area, but fam, I was in there, and I'm like, everything was expensive. Water is $4.99. This is the States.
$4.99.
Remember, when you go to the States, you used to be like, you're getting a deal. No? No.
I realized, like, States was crazy. Like, when we went to D.C., and I bought a round at the bar. I was like, you know what? Let me buy a round for everybody. Man, like, six chicks. This lady told me, it was like, 115. I was like,
USD.
I was like, bro, first day, you know?
Fun's done. First night done.
That's sick, you know?
You had to stop that on your card.
I had to. I slapped on the MasterCard. I had to.
Jesus. I was like, damn. And then you saw the conversion.
Yeah. But you're not even looking at that. You look at that one, you know it goes through. Fuck it.
Yeah, Lynn set me up back in the day like that.
Yeah. It'd be like that sometimes, unfortunately.
What was the street called in London?
In London?
The shopping street that you told me about.
Oh, it's Oxford Street, no?
No. With the I'm gonna have to
in England, up. London, England, London, Canterbury, England. Canterbury Street,
that
Market,
area.
Yeah, Canterbury.
Was out and about.
Oh, that place is amazing. They have everything there: Supreme,
yeah,
Size, Stony Island, Off White. These other stores that are just man, London.
Yeah, let's know what you do with that comment.
Yeah, trust me. But the rest of the New Orleans trip was sick. I enjoyed myself. My brother enjoyed myself. I took an L, but 1-1. Going into New Orleans, but I had fun. You know, the food is blessed. It was warmer down there. You know, now I'm back in the cold. Came back to some snow, but it is what it is, man. Yeah, but how's your trip, Raz?
Man, kept it in Canada, down to Montreal. Mm-hmm. It was good. A road trip with the wifey. Ate all weekend. They don't stop.
Ain't
eating.
Nice, eh?
They don't stop eating. Like I was in a pot too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stop eating.
Portuguese food is blessed.
Yeah,
gotta appreciate it though.
I'm telling you. Drinks. I had I easily had 2 gin bottles in my stomach by the end of the Sunday.
Wow. 2? What gin you were drinking? What
brand? Tanqueray and Empress. Well, at
Empress.
You like gin?
I love gin.
Yeah, he put me on gin. He made me a gin guy. I'd have to admit it though.
The blue one.
I mean, not Bombay. Because I can't do Bombay.
No,
I'm past blue. Bombay.
No, Bombay is very dry.
Not Hendrix.
Tanqueray. The green bottle.
The green bottle.
That's the green bottle with the...
Yeah, red. I know.
Yeah.
That one I don't mind either.
Empress
I can do
blue.
That.
Empress is the clear bottle with the blue gin.
It's
very smooth. I'll buy one time and we can try it.
Okay.
That's what I always buy now.
I'm not a big gin fan, but I could fuck with a Negroni.
Hey, man. I'll put you on.
Yo, I don't... My fam, I had a Moscow Mule or a
good
version
for you.
Of Moscow Mule, and I didn't really like it. Sometimes,
vodka. Oh,
no. Sometimes it's, you know how it has that taste.
The ginger beer.
It's the ginger beer.
If you're not a fan of ginger beer, I don't like it.
Right, but there's different Moscow Mules I've had. Like, I think they had like a strawberry one, a different flavored one. But I know there's the original Moscow Mule.
Yeah, there's.
But there's sometimes there's a tequila one. And there's different ways, like if you go to different cocktails,
they'd
make their own variation of a Moscow Mule. And I've had some that were better than the one. The one I had was just it was strong, but it was like, if you're a big fan of that drink, you'll enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
But, then I had to get like a little rum punch.
To
man, like Giannis. Yeah, just to, ease it down, get back into my.
I hate NBA.
NBA is insane, fam.
So stupid.
Giannis, though. A man like Giannis. Giannis is going back to the
chip. Why does Melo have 36 points? Fucking hell.
Yes, Melo's a guy, fam.
Yeah.
Melo's a guy, fam.
Yeah.
I rate LaMelo.
Yeah.
He's nice, bro.
He is nice. Nobody said he wasn't. Shit.
Sorry. We just got some ball in the background, but you know how it is. We always get sidetracked. Fuck it.
Yeah, we just wrap him.
Yeah.
Guys haven't noticed yet. There's no docking.
Hey, man, we have good weekends. You gotta talk about it.
Yeah, 100%.
We just have to get our shit off sometimes.
Yeah.
100%. But yeah, long story short, I had a great trip. Great food, great eats, great environment, good family to be around.
Yeah.
Well, great family to be around.
Good,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Look out for retirement soon.
Yo, just let me know where to put my funds. Noir. Yeah.
Like I said, QR code in your email just now. Maybe you can edit this out, maybe you can't. But
yes.
Her uncle down in Montreal owns a flower shop.
Ah, flowers, yes.
Booming.
Right.
My man said, yo, he's buying a Tesla Ford 150, did the renovation. I'm like, what?
Yeah, shit. Give me one of those.
Shit. Me first.
They hire us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, like. I'll sell flowers.
Rose costs $4 a
rose. Hey, man.
Where are we going? Colombiana? Hey. I'll go where I have to go, man.
Mafioso. You know me.
It's
the front.
Let me
know, man. The front.
You got the money. Hey,
you got the clean. I washed the dishes. I've got
fur coats in the back. Right. Man, Kojo, how about you, man? How was your weekend? You held it down, Filthy P, cooked up some parlays and some playlists?
Yeah, parlays, playlists, to be honest, with my profession, Black Friday, not to work, unfortunately, so just worked, watched sports.
Yeah, I need a phone, bro.
Got my MRI done.
I need a new phone.
You need a phone?
Mm-hmm.
Wait till.
I missed it.
Yeah, you gotta wait till thing now.
Christmas, a lot?
Boxing.
So let me know. I need a new phone still. It's been too long. But yeah, back to you. Sorry, yeah, my.
But I got you. We'll talk. But other than that, yeah, you know what I mean. Chilled, worked, got my MRI done.
Oh yeah. You got to go out. How did that work? Cause you went to Gio was DJing at Drake Hotel.
Yes.
Are you all surprised? Like, when did your MRI end?
I went early, so I went. My MRI was scheduled for 11:30
mm-hmm.
On Saturday.
I was
you forgot the most important details.
It was empty. There was no one there.
On Saturday at 11:30. Who did you piss off?
I don't know. First of all, it took me 3 months to get it.
Yeah,
they scheduled me at 11:30.
Yeah, they're not gonna be right away.
I don't know, but whatever. 11:30. So I was like, you know what? Yeah, my boy Gio's spinning at the Drake Hotel. I was like, yo, let me pop in early. Let me see if I can get out early. So yeah, I went at about, I got that about 10:40, and no one was there. So as soon as I checked in, like, they see me right away.
Oh, bless.
Did my MRI. You got an MRI done?
Yeah.
Shit's annoying.
Of course. Oh, you had it on your right ankle.
Yeah.
So I wasn't even all the way in, but that was annoying.
So you're like this, and it's screaming at you.
A new noise. A new noise every 3 minutes.
Like a fucking spaceship.
The noise stopped, and I'm thinking it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A new noise.
Yeah, yeah.
This thing costs way too much money to make it all this
noise. Why can't you make it a little smaller? It's so intimidating.
It's like cold and isolated. Yeah.
So yeah.
Sometimes you have to take I know if it's not in your head. Sometimes they have to give you like a needle. Yeah.
Yeah. They gave me earplugs too.
Mm-hmm.
Still annoying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still super annoying. So yeah, I got out. I did that, and there for 20 minutes. So yeah, by the time I got out, it was like 11:20.
Okay, that's blessed.
So I got out. I was like, hey, shoot, let's fly the Drake. Let's hear my boy Gio spin.
Yeah.
It was nice. Nice little vibe in there. You know, he's playing the tracks.
Mm-hmm. Was it busy?
Not busy, but those people in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's weird, bro, because I've never seen this before. Like, I was saying in the group, like, I've never seen this before. Like, someone DJing at like a bar or a club, and there's people going up to him requesting songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't let the man just play the music.
That's crazy.
So you could go from playing reggaeton to jazz to
he's playing upbeat music, and no, like, you're not supposed to, but people are just being.
But
like,
that's watching. Just I guess Toronto. I mean, some pockets of Toronto where.
Yeah.
And like the songs they're requesting are
like
nuts.
You wouldn't think that. Like at apartment, I wouldn't think that. I could see it, but
not even apartment. I could never see that apartment. because just the people that are at our apartment, you know what I mean? It's a hipster, diverse crowd, right? I guess as a Drake, there had to be a lot of white people there because of the white people that were requesting the music. Yeah, because Drake, Queen Street, right, going all the way down, it's like more of the white people are on that side
like
in Toronto.
He's playing club music, like, you know, has a vibe, dancing music, and then some girl comes up, says, it's my girlfriend's birthday. Can you play birthday
drunk,
sex?
Eh?
Why are you going to play birthday sex right now?
Blast it.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy. And they were from here. And they were from here. I could see that happening in, like, the States. 100%, like those small college towns. 100%, that would happen all the time at bars I'd be at in Philly, but I wouldn't expect that. Like, what? She was from here, or she think she was from here? She had to be.
It had to be like, you know, the Toronto that, you know, lived out somewhere. Mm-hmm.
And they came here to Toronto.
That's what
she
experienced there.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's kind of nuts, though.
Weird songs. I'm like, the vibe,
more times you can't even get up to the DJ without security being like back off.
Yeah, but yeah, it wasn't.
But either way, just yo, if I go to a bar club, whatever the outcome is the outcome. All right, I'm not out here trying to control the scenes. You know what I mean? I'm not the manager. Who am I to be here? Yo, requesting things. Yes, I paid my
people showing out their phones. Yo,
yeah, you're lying, fam.
No way, a phone.
He's like,
well,
I don't have that track.
That's crazy, bro. He probably hated it here, fam. He probably hated it. He probably hated it there, fam. Don't you go to Libertine. Go spin at Libertine. It'll be a vibe. Shit. All right. Well, that's lit, though. Yeah.
That's my weekend, still.
That's blessed. All right. Well, now we can get into sports and betting, what this podcast is all about. But, you know, we got to chop it up, have some fun, catch it up. Where should we start? Soccer, right? We do have a big fixture.
Tomorrow.
Manchester United. At the Emirates? At the carpet?
I could let you know in 2 seconds. But it might be at Old Trafford.
OT. That's not good for us. It's not good for us. We're not a good home team. Too much pressure on little old Carrick. Carrick ball, though. You know what I mean? But, yeah, like I said, man. Last time, we did have a bet when our teams played each other. The bet wasn't on it, unfortunately, because it was like 2 weeks after. I think we didn't have a pod or something. Yeah. And then I was supposed to show up with the Cam Newton jersey.
Thursday, and then
Cam Newton back on the Panthers now. Mm-hmm. So fitting. A little foreshadowing there.
Yeah. Circle of life.
It was going to be a circle of life and out. Like shit.
Yep.
But yeah, back to this game we have tomorrow. United versus Arsenal at OT. Yes. A little Carrick ball. He has a win in the Champions League. And he has a tie against Chelsea. So he's not doing too bad. Undefeated so far as interim head coach, even though the guy's coming in. The head honcho, the brain trust, Mr. Elf. You gotta say it in German.
Elf.
A technician, a mastermind.
Yeah. Might have to get
a German mastermind, the one who taught. None other than Klopp, Jurgen Klopp, and Thomas Tuchel. Now, you know, it was all part of the plan. I knew it. We, you know, have Ollie, get the guys, have that nice, you know, bonding environment, you know, where it's a better playing environment. Now, let's get strict. Let's get back to business. You know, Poole, you're cute. Jurgen Klopp, that's nice. Good coach, did some good things. Dortmund, Liverpool, Champions League. Appreciate it. Nice. Chelsea, Tuchel, you know. He did something at PSG. He was all right. He held it down. Now he's at Chelsea. What? What did he do? They won Champions League, them too. Congrats. You know. A round of applause.
So what's your prediction for tomorrow?
Huh?
What's your prediction for tomorrow?
Well, I'm trying to give you the audience an update on my club. and the status of my club right now.
You go ahead.
Because
he's rapping.
Keep going.
Because what I was saying is, you know, both Chelsea and Liverpool with their Thomas Tuchel and their Jurgen Klopp won the Champions League. Congrats.
So what are you saying?
Huh?
So what are you saying?
Can I finish? Now we have the guy. We have the one that taught them all they knew, right? They won their Champions League. Now it's our time to win our Champions League.
Man.
You heard it here first, man. You hear it here first.
It's time.
It is time.
You said all that to land there. Yeah,
it is time.
That's what you said
for
to
United.
Land, to, land
to United to win Champions League.
Cue the music, please.
We will not have the league because the league, the English league, the Premier League is a difficult league to navigate, of course. But as we sit atop of our group in Champions League and move on to the next round, who knows will be our opponent. But I'm all right, you know, because we have Ralph.
So you think in a half a season that's going to get you guys to be playing football to win the Champions League?
Well, if we look back to last year with Chelsea, they had Lampard. Similar to Ollie, you know, a little bit, you know, younger, but hey, similar generations, I'd say. And he left, he departed, he built together a great team as well in Chelsea. As Ollie did in United, brought back Ronaldo, got some guys in, Sancho, busting net and things, two games in a row. Let's not talk about it though. Now we're into getting my guy Ralph. So I think, you know, we'll be playing a better style, a better brand, a high pressing, energetic brand of footy that's going to take us to that next level and playing Champions League football that needs to get us to a trophy. And he will get us that trophy. You heard it here first. Okay, so, I mean, but now, Arsenal. Sorry.
Okay, so since you left, since you finally came down from the sky.
I was about to ask you, yo, how are you feeling about Arsenal's performance?
You finally came down from the sky and you landed there. What is your prediction for the game tomorrow?
1-1 draw. 1-1 draw. I'll take the draw. 1-1.
Okay.
It's gonna be hard to score on that guy Rams on the back, yo. That guy Rams, fam. I enjoy Ramsdale still.
He's a very good keeper.
But De Gea's gonna make some saves too. So there's gonna be some exciting shot stopping in our game tomorrow. But if I had to pick a result for that game, I'm going with the draw.
And then plus 240?
240 is the draw. Mm-hmm. See, so the value is not even that high because they think it's going to be a draw itself. Draw, or know what I also like in that game, is under. The under 2.5 goals.
Plus 110?
Plus 110?
Yep.
I like the under 2.5 goals, to be honest. Know why? Because I look at Rams. And if we score one goal, luckily to score one goal on them,
yeah.
Like, I don't think we're going to score again.
So it's going to be a back and forth game.
Then I think we could defend Arsenal, right? We'll be organized enough to defend Arsenal. Huh? Who? Huh?
Who?
There's an owl in there, huh?
I don't know who Carrick will be starting in the back four, but... I would think
the same team that gave up 4 to Watford.
We just tied Chelsea.
I think Saka's gonna be out too anyways too. So
ooh, dangerous, done. Dangerous.
Who cares? Gabby, man.
Gabby, beating up mans. Beating up mans. That guy's a hero, man. He's a superhero.
Hey, you know, Arsenal
master. Look at him, man. Scoring headers off corners by day and rescuing his car by night.
That's the Arsenal way, man.
Since we're speaking of that, I have a question for you. What do you think is better value? Goals under 2.5, like you said, plus 110, or both teams not to score plus 110?
But both teams not to score, like 1-0 or 2-0.
Yeah.
That one's not too bad, too.
Which one would you risk it on? Because they're both plus 110, and you're saying it might be hard to score on Rams, yeah?
Yeah. So
both teams cannot.
Am I saying it could be a 1-0 game? 100%.
Yes.
Am I saying it could be a 0-0 game? 100%.
Okay.
But
you would put money on either or.
Either or.
Okay.
Either or. But like to nullify that's why I'm saying I would take the under goals in general, right? Yes. Because
both of them could score.
2-0 or 1-1.
You're right.
Right?
Right.
If anything, I would do under 2.5 goals and double chance or a draw.
Yeah, probably the double chance to be safe.
Double chance for who? So, Kojo, who's your...
that's 400.
So you think Arsenal is going to win or draw this game? Yeah. Or they're getting a result?
Regardless. Yeah, I think we'll get a result. I don't think we'll lose.
With Saka out?
Yeah, still. Pepe will play, maybe. Pepe or Martinelli will play.
Right, well, we'll see, man. Tomorrow at 2, I think. 2 or 2:15. 3:15. We'll see. OT, Carrick's last game. I'm not sure how long. I think it might be his last game. We'll see if he ends undefeated, if he can keep his reins under Ralph. I don't know. He's on a little interview performance right now, so if he's able to get a win, maybe I'll stay on to that. But I'd like all those guys gone, to be honest.
Regardless, Ralph really is only there for till the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. So. To end, yeah, to get us a trophy, and yeah. So, we'll see how that goes, really, truly. Looking forward to it. What would you bet?
Over 10 corners.
10? What's the value on that?
Plus 100.
I mean, you could.
Bro, I've been seeing...
Bare corners?
Man, it's like...
Hey, man. A man like Ram is going to push them balls over the net. You know how dramatic he is?
Yeah. But you know...
Number 10's at 1.9, yeah.
Yeah, you remember when I don't remember exactly what the bet was, but remember the throw-ins?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was like 6 throw-ins in a row, okay?
That's a sick bet.
Kick it out.
Man, it was like 6 throw-ins in a row. I'm like, no wonder the throw-ins were like 55.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Who keeping count of that, bro?
Fam,
I never even knew they keep track
fam,
of those.
We're those ones you can put your phone down,
no,
fam.
I was,
you're just hoping for the bottom glove. Oh, yes, okay. Closer to a victory.
No, what do you keep track? Like, at least, like, on the app. Like,
oh, what do you keep track?
They keep track of corners.
They have to show.
They don't show throws.
You're in your book taking 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm going to check right now. There's no way
they check
those. They don't, man.
So they don't track it either in the betting app either?
No.
You don't think?
They don't show you an update. They're not like, oh, by the way, you have 40 throw-ins and 50 more to go. No. It's either you get a check mark
Is there a ball going out of bounds? Is there...
No ball going out of no bounds, bro. They're not showing
so,
you.
So that's your best way to avoid the cash out. Just throw it on a throw-in. Throw it on a throw-in. That's an episode title. What?
Like, you mean just watch it? Like, and keep count, or what are you talking about?
Like, to get rid of the cash out.
Oh.
You know how, like...
Yes. Okay, I see what you mean.
You can't really gauge it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's how you'll gauge it.
Yeah.
The cash out's low, then there's not been many throws. But if the cash out's high,
shit.
I'm close.
Do you get a cash? Do you have a cash out option for that?
Ask him. He's a little
better. I don't know. I bet it in a bet builder.
Yeah.
I don't think I bet it.
Oh, you were just talking about it.
Did we hypothesize about if that was an option?
Yeah, remember.
But is it actually a bet? Throw-ins? It's not a bet.
Probably in a bet builder, yeah. Y'all keep rapping, I'm gonna try to find out.
You gonna check my next game?
Are you nuts?
See, it's throw-ins, right? See?
Yeah.
You in a bet builder.
56.5 plus 10,000.
Fam, take it, bro. Just throw 500 every week.
This is why this is the devil's work,
bro. Fam, just throw 500 every week. It's gonna hit. It's gonna hit eventually. A rainy game, bad condition.
throw ins, bro. You know how much of a sicko you gotta be. Who studies that
stuff? I have to watch a game and I have to actually count now. I have to count and see, like, what's the average.
Well, what is it? 56?
Well, you get a range from 19.5 to 56.5, and you can pick a range.
Oh, a range. Oh.
56, I don't think 56 is, is obscene. There's no
way. It's just out, fam.
There's no way it's 56.
Oh, because Stowen's not even goal kicks or corners.
Yeah.
Under. Take the under.
It doesn't get positive till 37.5. So,
yeah.
Maybe shoot around 40.
So they know they have a value between 35 to 45. Like, that's the value range.
That's insane. That is that's absolutely
throw-ins. Insane. We might have to just make a fun bet one.
We might have to, man.
That shit is
fun. The throw-in bet. Throw it on the throw-in. Call it the throw-in on the throw-in. Throw it on the throw and parlay it. Let's parlay it too. Two games.
Man, relax. Clear shots on target.
Yeah, that one's reasonable.
Total offsides. Nah, I could never do a better
with not with VAR. I can't do offsides with VAR. I'll be sick.
Oh my god.
I'd be very, very sick.
Take over.
Yeah, take the over. Your facts. Over 3.5 offsides? Yeah.
Taking clear passes?
Fred under Fred, when I just watched my team, Fred take the passing numbers under.
Yeah, Juan Mosaka had 55 passes.
50, what, you just
play
keep
passes? He's not playing 55 passes.
Yes, he is.
Juan Mosaka playing
55? You gotta think.
I'll take him by
wire. Fam, Fred's giving him Juan Mosaka the ball at least 20 times. And then he's passing him to Lindelof. 10 times.
I'll take the Harry over anything, though. Harry at 57.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Because he's passing enough.
Yeah.
One more pass.
Nah, I would just take... What's the Fred? I'll take Fred under.
They only gave you four... They haven't...
Oh, they don't have everyone, yet. Yeah. Because it's kind of early.
Yeah, it's still early.
Because they don't have a starting lineup, yeah.
Tomorrow's when they know
the Fred under, fam. I'll put my life on it, fam.
Be careful. You know the debt man comes to collect.
Yeah, bad sport.
Shit.
Oh my god, that's hilarious though. But we'll see how that game ends up. It'll be an exciting one. These games in the middle of the week, I didn't expect it at all.
Oh man, 3:15. I'm gonna watch that shit too. I'm gonna be home.
I didn't expect it at all. Today was jam packed with games. PSG, Real Madrid, Liverpool,
all
City,
all the
Chelsea.
I don't know why.
You're home tomorrow?
Napoli, huh?
You're home tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
You're home tomorrow?
I am home tomorrow.
Shit, we should bowl the niches.
A ball at a mind pot? Shit. Come early.
We're done.
I
worked till 4:30 though.
Yeah.
Weren't you taking a ball right when no one was home? That wasn't that when you took that picture, wasn't that right there?
Yes.
Look at the officer over here. That's like the officer Lynch.
Boy, my bad. On that note, let's get
in. This guy did this in Montreal too, bro. This girl was gonna forget the
it's a trap.
We went to this rooftop, right? Off topic, we went to this rooftop, got shots at the starting of the night.
Which rooftop?
Don't start. Yeah. Go tequila shots. The girl comes back with the bill and he's like, yeah, shots on his bill.
Was it Montreal?
Yes.
When we got the bottles?
No, it was at the rooftop. Remember, right around the corner to the left, and you go up the elevator, and we sat by the river.
Sat by the river?
Yeah.
Montreal?
Yes.
With Dave and the guys?
No.
It was just...
When we went.
Oh, when we went. Last summer?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, come on. I got the next one.
You didn't have to mind it, bro.
Ah, man. Oh, well. It happens, man. But, happens. Football. Should we get into football?
Hey, man. Let's get into it. Shit. Stupid-ass season.
Yeah, the season's been a weird one. Underdogs are dominating, and every week we don't take the underdogs.
We don't.
Well, some will say tomorrow, a man like Zach would say, take the Saints.
Yeah.
But, and it's Thursday night.
Yep. Prime time dogs.
Prime time dogs at home.
Are you taking Taysom Hill over or under passing yards? If he gets 189 and a half, what are you taking over?
189?
Yeah.
Over 189. He's gonna get 200 yards passing.
You think
maybe,
so?
Maybe.
Who's catching?
That's a good question. Galloway.
Is Kamara playing?
That's shit. Another good question. Questionable for life.
But yeah, listen, I'm gonna look up the number of what the game number is for that game. What do you think?
What I think is we have week 13. We have 5 more weeks.
Yes.
To hit one of these free bets on a Thursday.
They are laughing at us, yo. They are laughing.
I have made a bet for 13 weeks in a row.
We
have made a free bet, $10, every Thursday on Bet365. And I've lost every single. We have lost every single. Have you hit one? I swear you hit one.
No. No. I had like a $10, my
$10. Yeah, your personal one.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, never, yeah, never free, never free.
Never free. I had lost.
We've had. We've came close to 200.
I had one only.
Yeah.
It wasn't football. No. I did
free basketball that I cashed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't won one.
We go again here.
Yes.
In New Orleans, against the Dallas Cowboys.
4.5.
AT&T Way. If you had to put, let's just get to it. Let's put together a bet builder live on air.
Let's do it.
And figure it out. I think we can do it. Let's go here. We're going into the bet builder. Where do we want to start? Let's start at the top. Spread.
Spread, yes. Cowboys.
You want to take the Cowboys? 4.5?
I'm taking Cowboys 1.5.
So you're going to tease them down?
Yeah.
Tease them down. So you want to tease the Cowboys to win by 1.5?
Yeah.
Or do you want the money line?
I want the money line first half. Cowboys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
What would you do?
I think Cowboys are going to win, so I don't mind teasing them down to 1.5. Mm-hmm. And
1.5 has a better value.
Yeah. And also, money line first half. I don't mind taking that either.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have 1.5 Dallas Cowboys to win the game, and then first half, Dallas Cowboys are up.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one I always like to look at, total.
I love that. So ever since you done it, I followed too. Cause
first quarter is risky.
I am not touching that.
I'm not touching the first quarter. First half, though.
Under 30.5 is a lot for me every time.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way they're gonna blow up, because usually it's like, to get even odds, it's right now it's sitting at 23.5.
Yeah.
For the first half.
Yeah. So
it's low.
It's very low.
Right. So
yeah.
I'm saying, I even like under 23.5, but it's risky.
It's risky. It's one.
Because if Dak starts. CeeDee Lamb's back. I don't know if Amari Cooper's back too.
He's on the jet. He's back. I don't know if Zeke's playing yet.
Yeah.
But Pollard's better, so it doesn't matter.
That's true too.
Yeah, 30.5 is a lock for me.
Okay, but what about, this is another total I like though. If you look at the team totals for the first quarter.
Mm.
For Dallas, it's a touchdown, so that's risky. I don't like that. For Saints, it's a field goal.
Talk to them. It's your boys.
A field goal in the first quarter. Let's see what that first half is. Oh, 10? If it's 10 for the Saints, it's probably going to be... It's 14 for the Dallas Cowboys. Let's take the 30.5 under.
Yeah.
For the first half. 30.5 under for the first half. Okay. We got that. So we have, right now we have 1.5 Dallas. And we have under 30.5 for the first half. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
And then, are we doing the first half money line?
I was going to ask you, are you doing it?
No, let's not do first half money line.
If you're on 13.5, you don't want to get burned two ways.
Exactly. Now, touchdown scores. Let's go to touchdown scores. Let's go to touchdown scores. Kamara's there. I don't know why.
I'm betting somehow. I don't know.
No, I won't touch Taysom. I don't know why, but
He
should score. He should score. Like, he's not going to throw it in. He's going
to
run it.
Not when he has 3 yards and end zone to go to.
Taysom Hill anytime touchdown is $7.50.
With that bet.
With that bet.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's plus $175.
Yeah. So if I add that, okay, we're at $7.50.
Yeah.
So far. What do we like for? Okay, you know what I like? Taysom Hill, interception. Oh, it's not up. Not up for me. Dak is,
yeah. Dak's, I don't think. I think Dak has a statement game this game.
Ooh, I love this. I love this one. Dak over 1.5 passing touchdowns.
Yes, lock that in right now.
What? Mr. Dak? Come on.
No. Lock that in.
Yeah, that's locked. And now. Oh, wait, I didn't lock it. Hold on. Let me lock that in.
Lock that in.
So, right now, with putting in Dak, we're at 9, right?
Oh, we going for the home run.
Do we want one more?
How many do we have? 6 or 5 right now?
We have 4 selections.
4 selections?
Yes.
No.
No more.
No more. I feel like game to go overtime, no safety score, is successful 2-point conversion, man.
Rushing yards, 9 yards for Dak. You could probably get that.
One more.
8.5 Dak, yeah. Rushing yards.
It's plus 100. Otherwise, it's in that bet is what? If you add it.
It is. Let me look quick.
Because plus 100 isn't just not. It's not bad value alone if you're betting big.
Because
you know he's going to scramble.
It is. It takes it to 17. Okay, so right now we're sitting at Dallas 1.5, under 30.5 for the first half. Taysom Hill to score a touchdown in the match. Dak over 1.5 passing touchdowns, and Dak 9 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
And whatever we just said, do the opposite of it.
Yes, if that's the case, I'm gonna lock this in. Live on air. I'm going to put a little... Should I make this my free bet? Fuck it. I'm going to make it the free.
Hey, man. Might as well win with us.
Shit.
Drop it in the group after so I can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, me too.
Did they give you free bets on 360B?
Betway, they do still. Oh, they frequently, one. Too.
Yeah.
And, like, if you wait... every weekend. Yeah. If you wait, you'll get to... The 10, yeah.
Yeah,
if you don't use the 5. Yeah.
Five on a Friday and then the 5 on the Monday.
Mm-hmm. Right? And then you need the parlay club just to spin the wheel. Hopefully you win. All the cheese.
You can only want like 5 cents once.
Oh my God.
Oh, now, why is the black thing that I don't win? That's crazy. I don't like that.
I don't like it either, bro. Hey, what can we call that as black men?
Why can't wait be the one that's
so crazy, bro. Why could it be just like a white X?
What? Hey, man.
What can you do?
I'm not doing the conversation, but I'm listening.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, there we have it. We went over the Dallas Cowboys game. We gave out some picks. We gave you a free parlay to put in. Hopefully it hits. If it does, it does. If it doesn't,
we did say take the opposite.
So can't totally blame us. But one other game I want to cover is the Monday night game.
Stupid Bills.
Bills versus the Patriots.
Stupid Bills.
This game, there's a lot on the line.
A lot on the line.
Best record in the NFL. That's toast. That's toast. I cashed it out.
Me too.
So that's gone. Yeah. I do still have Buffalo Bills, and I would like to say 2 division winner bets.
That's alive.
It's alive, but this game.
This game is gonna be
says
telling.
A lot. Yeah, exactly. It's at home.
It's
Buffalo. They need this first one, but man, Patriots, what? 5-6 game winning streak?
Yeah, six.
6-game winning streak, yeah. Right? Mac Jones is actually solid. They have this two-headed monster all of a sudden.
Their defense is stupid.
Yeah, J.C. Jackson at the corner.
What's his name?
Judon?
Linebacker. Yeah.
Judon, and they brought back Kyle Van Noy.
No wonder they let go of Gilmore.
Yeah, fam. So, you.
Belichick, man, he's hot. You know he's out here to prove something. Funny if the chances, Belichick and Brady meet in the finals.
Hello. Now I gotta pick up my phone. Now you have to make me pick up my phone and check what that value gives you.
What?
Because
let's just talk about it. Do you think that's the way this NFL season is being written?
Through value or through bets per se?
No.
Through storylines.
Through viewership to gain more traction to the NFL.
I think that's always what it is, and that's what every playoff has been. Forever. Every playoffs in the movie. Every single playoff. I've never watched the NFL playoffs and felt like, wow, I'm not watching a movie. Right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, you got both of them to go to the thing, you said, right?
Yeah.
Both of them to win their conference. So, Patriots plus 450, and then Tampa Bay Buccaneers is plus 260 to go to the Super Bowl. That gives you plus 1880.
I'm going to put a little change on that. To be honest, that's still a great value right now.
I will throw up if Mac Jones on the New England Patriots goes to the Super Bowl. I'll actually throw up. I'd actually be very sick. Because now we got to look at it, okay?
Yes.
Look what he has to go through. If there is a New England Patriots versus Baltimore Ravens in the bank against Lamar Jackson, and Mac Jones walks into the bank and beats Lamar, I will be very, very sick. And
Mac Jones again, Lamar.
Black History Month is canceled.
Fucking hell. Belichick will beat Lamar.
I don't care. I don't want to see that. Because we've seen it for too long.
We have seen it. But running quarterbacks don't win.
No. I don't care. Ravens, just win the game. I don't want to see that. Or even worse, Patriots Chiefs AFC Championship game.
Yes.
In New England, and Mac Jones beats Mahomes.
Beats him. How?
That's what I'm saying. I can't see. That's what I'm saying. So to speak to the bet, I can't visualize it. But again, the NFL playoffs are movies, so I can't. We'll speak about it here, and then we're going to see the movie. And be like,
there you go.
I've seen the story.
That'll be the 20th episode.
Yes. Yeah. Right? Like,
yeah.
Man, like, so I do like that. I have Tampa. I put Tampa to go to Super Bowl a long time ago. That's just been sitting there.
It's good until Brady plays like he's Brady.
But the thing is, with future bets like that, it gives you the opportunity to hedge.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, say it's Tampa versus Green Bay in the NFC Championship. I'm just going to toss whatever it is on the... I'm going to just toss 100 on the Packers. Because they probably won't be favored.
Yeah.
Right? So, either way, win-win.
Yeah.
Right? But that's
either
the thing.
You get your money back or you... Well,
it depends, right? Yeah. On the value. Yeah. How much... Like, if Green Bay is favored in that game, then it'll be... It'll be tougher, or you can just take the spread and then hope you win-win, right? Like some team covers it. But, yeah, I don't know if I can... Okay, so are you saying... So name your top three Super Bowl matchups. You could see.
Shit. I can definitely see Chiefs going back if they get on a roll with the Bucks.
Yeah, Chiefs, Bucks again, back up. Okay, back to back.
Chiefs. Packers.
Oh, I can see his first Super Bowl ever in the NFL history, yeah.
Chiefs, Packers, but then I can also see these stupid Bills if they get it together.
I have Bills. I did it again, man. I have Bills, Rams.
Stupid Rams.
Super Bowl. Know why? Odell. I fell for Odell. I fell for the Odell achievement. I fell for it.
Oh, you fall for it, eh?
Yeah, I fell for the Odell treatment, and I'm like, Odell's gonna go over there, you know. I thought Odell would go over there. I didn't see the Robert Woods injury. That's the thing. Robert Woods got injured, and that really sussed me because.
But that came out after, too. That's the most fucked up part.
Exactly. Odell was on there, then what, next practice?
Yeah.
Robert Woods goes down?
Yeah.
So then.
That shit happened before.
Yeah, and then I was looking at who's coming out the AFC, and this, remember, at the time, Chiefs weren't looking good.
No.
So I'm like, who's gonna come out? Baltimore? No, I still think the Bills. But the Bills just have, they lost their corner in New Orleans. They lost Tre'Davious White. So I don't know. I don't like how that's looking. Right now, cash out at $7. I put 20 on it to win 3 something.
Yeah.
And it's at $7 to cash out.
Cash it.
Cash it? No, it's because I see. The NFC is competitive. NFC playoffs can be crazy. But yeah,
everybody's in the run.
It's five deep.
Yeah, everybody's in the run if you're not Bears, Falcons, or the Lions.
Yeah, and if you're looking at the top five teams out the NFC, Arizona, Dallas, Tampa, Green Bay, no order, Green Bay, Rams.
Bucks.
I said Bucks.
49ers, Vikings.
Yeah, 49ers, Vikings, they're all like tough teams per se.
Yeah.
So... Who knows what'll come out with that? That.
But nobody trusts Cousins, so like they don't gotta worry about that.
Yeah, I hope Kyler and Hopkins can get back on the field this week.
Where are they? Are they on vacation? Deadass.
I mean, maybe they're playing the slow game, right? They got up to a fast start. Now they're still there. They still got the number one seed, right? So, if Kyler wasn't that hurt and they're able to still win and get him to full strength, him and Hopkins had a hamstring injury, right?
Yeah.
If
I thought he had an ankle issue.
Kyler has an ankle injury.
Hopkins has a hamstring.
So it's been 4 or 5 weeks now of rest, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully they come back because I need it more so in fantasy than anything, as Kyler is my quarterback and he's been out 4 weeks in a row, and I have Hopkins in another league, so I really needed to find my way in the playoffs in these last two games. Right, so
you know they're just resting these players because things are long.
100%.
The weeks are long now.
Exactly.
The injuries are being played out. All you have to do is get a little nick on your hamstring or a thigh of some sort, and you're out 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you need.
Exactly, but did we go over your top D matchups?
I was getting to the third one, Bills and
Bills
Cards.
And Cards, eh? Yeah. Ooh, that'd be litty, fam. I'd have to go out there to Scottsdale, fam.
Scottsdale would be lit,
man. Shit. I met a guy at the tailgate, so he's from Arizona. He's like, yeah, man, Scottsdale. It's crazy. But
America's just nuts.
Yeah, man. It's lit over there. I appreciate it, to be honest. It's lit.
Geographical skills are nuts.
Yeah.
No wonder they just be catching flights from Arizona.
Oh, yeah. I would do it too, and it's cheap.
Yeah.
I would do
it's
it too.
Europe.
Yeah.
It's Europe.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty much like a. Yeah.
In that sense, like catching flights.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and getting like, around.
Yeah.
It is like Europe. That's why it's.
That's why, it's like, even like when I talk to people from there, they're like, yeah, I work in Carolina, but I live in New York. I'm like, what?
Yeah, you work anywhere, really and truly.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, but. Yeah, if you think about Europe, like even think about Europe, I was speaking about it with my brother. It's like being to go to like France, Belgium, Spain. Like what?
It's like a $50 trip.
Yeah. But you go to Montreal, they go to Spain.
Monaco. Like what? Yeah. Greece. Like fam, look at these places.
Everywhere by train. Everywhere acts by train, man. You don't even have to.
Italy to Portugal. Like what?
It's crazy.
It'd be nice to live over there, yo.
Yeah, I know. It's unfortunate here in Canada. We have to hold it down.
In the cold,
man. But yeah, your top three. My top three, I would say, would be Tampa Bay Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay Chiefs. I can see that repeat. But I don't know how they'll shape it, but I don't know. Tampa Bay versus Chiefs. I can see Packers. Last dance, getting into the Super Bowl. Packers versus Packers versus who? Packers versus Chiefs, like you said, yeah. I mean, I can see, at the end of the day, I could see the Chiefs going back.
Yeah.
What's Chiefs got to make it to the Super Bowl? I think they have the best value, that's why.
Yeah, plus 340.
Yeah, so I don't like it too much.
Chiefs played the NFL this year.
Yeah, they did.
They played the NFL very well.
Yeah, exactly. Keep the attention off them.
Yeah. That's what they did. They're balling now.
Build up the Chargers. Yeah. Build up that.
Take the eyes off their ball.
Build up the Bills. Yeah. When they get to the dance, they'll get to the dance. Yeah. So.
Other than that,
like, I don't see Bills going to the Super Bowl. So it's making it very hard for me to say Bills. So, honestly, my last one would be Patriots Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you do see him beating Lamar at the bank. Say less.
I don't know who he goes to. I don't know how.
Shit.
Lamar's gonna get sick again. Knock on wood.
You're not watching Super Bowl. Say no more. I want to see you here February 7th.
Oh my god. But yeah, let's get into like the game, I guess. Bills and Patriots coming off of that. Speaking of Patriots going to the Super Bowl. Do you see them winning?
Bills on
Monday? In Buffalo?
Bills are
Pats winning in Buffalo.
No. I don't see them winning.
So you like Bills to win 2.5?
Yeah, I like Bills to win 2.5.
Okay.
I like Bills to win 2.5 for the simple fact they're home and they can't afford to lose the first one. Because if they go to New England the second time and they're down one, kiss that division goodbye.
Yeah, I agree. So it's a huge game, Monday night game. We'll see. They lost their corner in Tre'Davious White, but they play zone, so they should be fine regardless. Yeah. They'll just have to just coach them up. But we'll see, man. Like, Mac Jones, if he's able to go to Buffalo and get that win, man. So he's probably winning Rookie of the Year, you think, right?
100%.
Chase has been a bit quiet.
Chase got
a bit quiet, and I almost would have just threw money on Chase, and I would have been cheesed to see Mac Jones come in and win it. Because I would never
take that. It's not like he turns the ball over.
He plays very efficient. He's coached well.
Very collective. He's like 19 for 23.
Yeah.
18 for 21.
Yeah, exactly. So, man. Mac Jones, man. I would have never took it before the season started. Remember, we had Najee Harris. We thought about Najee.
Yeah.
We were on Justin Fields heavy.
Matt Nagy.
We were like, oh, Trevor's. And we all saw, oh, Trevor's just going to win it. Trevor's just going to win it.
We weren't as high on Trevor because we knew he was a shit team.
Exactly.
We did say it, but, like, we wouldn't be surprised if he did win it.
Yeah.
He was one of those, but, yeah. But not Matt. Chicago might not be,
I'm sure. I'm surprised it didn't happen yet. But
well, you're not going to fire a coach after Thanksgiving game.
You could. Thank you.
Thankful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
That's just how the story goes, though. Maybe you get fired midway.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. That might be the case. You never really know.
Who do you like on Monday, though? What's your prediction?
I'm definitely going to put that game in my parlay.
Yeah.
Which way I go, I haven't decided yet whether I want to take the over, the under, what's the total right now?
Oh, you think it's going to be one of those touchdown back and forth games, huh?
It possibly could. Like, I don't know if I want to pick a winner because I don't know if I see a winner. The
43.5?
The total is 43.5. I might like the over.
Yeah, that's
I might like the over in that one. Just, I guess we have to check the weather. But I do like the over at 43.5 and honestly, I would tease Patriots up.
6.5?
6.5, 7.5.
Yeah,
give me a touchdown and some.
I would take that.
Rather than maybe, because I think there's a possibility they win the game.
Yeah.
If not, I don't see Bills blowing them out. So I'd lean to a teaser in that one.
Not only you, the bet people too. Like 2.5, that's not a blowout.
Yeah, exactly. So I would just tease it up. Put that in a teaser. I'm definitely going to put together a teaser. Teasers is where it's at for me, especially with underdogs covering. I might do some underdog teasers, tease them up a little bit, but we'll see. We'll see how that one goes, really and truly. But I guess there's no other marquee games, I would say, for the weekend.
Not really, no. Well, you could talk about the stupid... What's going on in Seattle?
They're just shit, bro. Tell Russell to just follow to New Orleans, fam.
Remember you We're said good. That, remember we had this talk in the beginning of the season.
Yo. Just forward to New Orleans. It's over. We'll kick up Sarah in a nice little, you know, hold her down in one of the castles up in there beside Kamara and the boys, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, with CMC and DJ Moore.
Nah, bro, you're getting to Watson, bro. You hold it down to Watson.
Yeah, and all the charges.
I think, speaking of Chargers. Chargers versus Bengals. I think that's a pretty marquee game right there.
Joey B, man, comeback player of the year.
Do you think he wins it over Dak?
Dak is not.
Really, eh?
No, Joey B.
No way.
Nice
Dak's campaign. Still favored for that. Has to be
favored, but I feel like that Joey is having a much better season than anticipated.
They disagree with you. Dak Prescott is 1.22 to win, and Joey B is 7.
Jesus.
So, yo, go ahead, yo.
That
was
Joey B shit.
Hey, all my take is a Saints win tomorrow.
I know.
And you'll see some value in that. But I like the Bengals team.
Yeah.
They're a fun team, similar to the Chargers. You know, it'll be two young quarterbacks that throw the ball around. That'll be a good watch. Like, that'll definitely be one of my screens.
Yeah, yeah.
Chargers-Bengals. And I might put some...
Who would have thought Chargers-Bengals, eh?
Yeah, for that one, I might do an in-game, anytime touchdown.
Multi-touchdown Eckler.
Multi-touchdown Eckler
or Mixon.
Or Mixon, Eckler, Chase. Anytime touchdown.
Bet builder. Okay, yes.
Eckler... Eckler, Mixon, I think they'll both score.
Yeah.
The third one now. Do I go Jared Cook to get like one of those with big value?
Yeah,
do I go one of the tight ends, CJ Usma, I forget his name, or CJ?
Yeah.
Or do I go like...
Mike Williams,
right?
Keenan Allen.
That's the thing. It's one of the games a lot of people could get into the end zone and score.
Yeah.
Right? And they're going to be throwing the ball.
Herbert himself.
If one of them is like 1.5, which probably not for passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
They're both probably going to be 2.5. But I like that one. Or what's the game in general? What's the spread? I think it's...
Three?
Yeah. For the Bengals?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be a close game. That one's indeed. That I like Chargers as a dog there.
Same.
So I might tease them up.
Same.
So.
Nah. I like when a good team gets points.
Exactly. A team that I know can score. And Bengals, like, yes, they're a good team and all, but, like, they still have capabilities to lose games.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And it's not like Chargers defense is shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, they both have good defenses. Yeah, I like a good team with good points. Shit.
I agree. So, I mean, we'll see. That's the only other game that really stands out to me. But
yeah, other than that, it's a pretty calm schedule.
Pretty calm indeed.
Yeah, Ben got a retirement season.
Ben Roethlisberger? Or Ben Simmons has a retirement season?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Simmons on short-term disability, bro.
Ben Simmons.
One of the Bens got to go.
I heard he's going broke.
Somehow.
This guy's saying anything. Yo, did you see the post Kyrie made?
Man.
I did not.
Did he actually post that? Did it go on Instagram?
No, I don't know. Still, ZQ sent it.
On Instagram?
Where is it?
It was on Instagram, but I'm not sure. I seen a picture from Twitter, but I'm not sure if he actually posted on Instagram.
Oh, man. Where is it? Oh, who was that in our chat? And the tweet was... Did you show him the tweet, though?
Oh, the tweet?
The tweet was pretty much saying, because what the picture is, for the listeners, of course, it's...
Could that be the cover?
That's very controversial. It's him, or not him, a black person with chains wrapped around
his head
and, like, handcuffed per se.
like, what are you doing, man? Like, come on. Like, you guys be... People be comparing this to, like...
Yeah, that's,
stop.
Fun. That's funny as hell, you know?
I'm gonna say this right now.
Be very careful before you get canceled.
Oh, boy.
I'm gonna say this right now. It's not
the horns.
I'm gonna say this right now, man. I'm gonna say this right now, man. You don't want to get vaccinated. Like, if you want to get vaccinated, cool, get vaccinated. I got vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's cool. Don't get vaccinated. You know what I mean? But we got to stop. What we got to stop is we got to stop comparing this to civil rights and the civil rights movement. We got to stop comparing this to the Holocaust. We got to stop comparing this to these terrible things that have happened. If you don't want to get it, don't get it. Like anything in life, there's consequences not to getting certain things. If you don't want to get it, man, stay in your house. Live your life, man. Just stay in your house, you know, with your dog, with your family, whatever you do in your house. Just stay in your house. You know what I mean? That's all I got to say, man. And everybody else, man, wear your mask, wash your hands. That's it.
This is not a political podcast.
It's not,
first.
It's not a political podcast. Well, you know, man. If you don't want to get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated.
But,
like that. Stop comparing.
You heard it here first from Filthy P himself. You
Filthy
heard
political.
It here himself. Bar after bar. You got to say it how it is, you know?
P is for political.
You got to stop.
He is for political.
Playlist, parlays, and politics.
Triple entendre. Don't ask me how.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. But since we're back in the studio, and it's been a while, but we should get into our favorite segment.
Oh, this has been fun, man.
Yes, it's been a while. But we're back into it.
We know you missed it.
I'm so happy. Anaheim's losing. It's going to make me feel better. Anaheim's losing. Clips losing. It makes me feel better. Because if this was only one, I might have offed myself tonight.
Yo, that's crazy. That's so crazy. That's fucking nuts, okay? Yo. You picked Anaheim? Anaheim sucked, you know?
No, I picked Vegas.
Oh, Anaheim winning. Oh.
That's what I'm happy, bro. I'm very happy. I need, like, when I have, looks like I have a holy one, I need two other teams to go down.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, there's $8, my guy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Holy.
I would have drove the whole way home on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, boy. But yes. The none other than the one and only, the one that got away segment. It's back in the Vast Studio. We hate to do it, but we love to do it for y'all. I had a pretty bad one this week. Mm-hmm. I had one today that just came up to me out of nowhere, unfortunately, because I didn't know there was going to be all these Premier League and top league games this week. So I had a 4-team parlay. Chelsea to win outright. West Ham to win outright. Aston Villa, Man City to have 2.5 goals over that. All those did not hit, unfortunately. Because yes, Chelsea, they started 1-0, 1-1. I wasn't worried. I knew their score. What they do? They scored. Wolverhampton and Burnley. I blindly draw. Both these teams, I know Wolverhampton's not serious. I know Burnley's a tough team, so they're going to give their effort. They're a tricky team. Draw, 0-0. Austin Villa vs. Man City. Steven G, you've been doing a good job so far, but I knew you can't stop those boys in blue. No way. So, 2-1 over the 2.5 goals. But last but not least,
boys in Brighton.
Oh, West Ham. They're up 1-0. They even scored a goal that they call offside, stupid VAR. And Brighton scored in the second half with 10 minutes left, I would like to say. Or was it like the 90th, 80th?
It was like 88.
88th minute.
It's like 88. I think it was a bicycle
kick. Cash out was at like 30, 35. I didn't see it either. I heard it was a phenomenal goal.
I think it was a bicycle.
Oh my gosh. An L. And also, yes, there's more. Of course, they tell you not to chase when you're betting. What did I do?
Oh, they send you announcements for that.
I chase. Jeez. I try to say, don't show this. Show me this ever again. What do they do?
Show it to you.
Yeah, they have to. I expect it. Best to survive. I need it. I tried to chase as I didn't win, but I was chasing a winner because I won last night. I wanted to win again. Anthony Edwards, over 1.5 steals or blocks. Over. Giannis, over 28.5 points. Bam, that's a 30 piece. Come on, over.
That's a layup.
Trae Young, point low, 22 points.
Trae Young? Ice Trae,
22 points? Cash that. Sabonis. Double double god. Pacers legend, I'll say. Yes. Take that double double. I took it. But Clint Capella. Some may say his last six games, his double doubles. He got that.
Yes.
This game?
Boing. Bing bong.
Oh my god, Clint Capella. I just needed one. Literally one. 1 point. One rebound.
One basket, one rebound.
One basket, one rebound.
A put back. Grab board.
I'll put back. And I win that money.
You probably got on that.
But I took my L. But on the other note, I did have a winner. So I can stop the music. Thank God. It was a long one, but I had to get through there. Now we have to talk about the cash, baby. So yesterday I had two wins. Thankfully, two wins.
They were good ones too.
Yeah, they were pretty good. It's been a while because I've been in a slump because a lot of my focus has went to football. And it hasn't been working out for me. Or anyone, really and truly. Yeah. I don't think anyone's doing too good in the football world.
You know who's not doing good either?
Hmm?
Our good friend, Mr. Bailey.
Oh, no, eh?
Nah, he's not doing good either.
Yeah, he's losing. And with his big bets. That's tough, man. I got to call him, check up on him. I guess I should see what he's picking this week. He's probably done.
Yeah, probably a segment for Instagram video.
Yeah, 100%. That's true. That would be the better way to do it. I'm not going to call him right now.
You probably smashed the phone.
Yes. But to my winner, yesterday I took the Brooklyn Nets over the Knicks. That was a close one. That was kind of a sweat. I took the Suns. Yes, the best team. You heard me first. 2-4. Abed, Bobby Betts, the Phoenix Suns, the best team in the NBA. beat the Golden State Warriors. And then I took Portland to cover the spread. Versus Detroit and the Lakers with the comeback victory. Without LeBron, they covered the four-point spread. And so that was my winner. Yes, sir.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Funds for Sunday, just to go back in the bank.
I know, I need that funds for Sunday, man, just to go back in the bank. So anyone want to go next? Who had a always won winner or a one that got away?
You had a short list, go ahead.
I had two losses on this. I'm not sure if that counts.
Losses?
Yeah.
With one or just multiple?
No, like, it was a 5-team parlay with two losses.
Oh, skip so that. Much, we'll skip that one because what we want to promote here is getting close, but not close enough.
Mine got close. Nothing but it wasn't close enough.
Oh, boy. So, should I pull it back?
Oh, pull it up, DJ.
Oh boy.
Pull it up. I had the Tennessee Titans and New England Pats bet builder. Match spread, Pats, 3.5 points.
Yeah.
Covered with ease.
Of course.
Why wouldn't they? It's the fucking best team in the league. You heard it here first. over 32.5 combined, easily. Damien Harris to score a touchdown.
Come on.
You know he got that.
200 monster back there.
Come on, Stevenson New Harris. You give, but
either one.
You're getting it.
Last time it didn't work, but.
When we don't bet it, it works.
Yep.
Over 3.5 because I took over 32.5 points, so you know it may only makes sense to cover one and the other.
100%.
New England to score first, that was a bit of a gamble. Got that. Tannehill had no receivers, throw one interception.
Got that. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Then you had Mr. Secure Hands, the one and only. He goes by the name of Hunter. You know what? All he does is hunt TDs. He had 5 targets. His over-under was 2.5. Guess how many catches he had? Deuce. Lost by half a point.
Wow. One catch. Two catches.
Just
a touchdown, anything. Screen, tight end screen.
Catch the ball, fumble it. You got the catch.
5 targets.
5.
2 catches.
2. Broke my heart.
Okay, and that is the Always One segment, our favorite one, the one that got away. And that's about it. We don't got anything else. We did it again, another episode on the bank, episode 14.
Good to see you guys back in the
studio. Well done, guys. Good to be back. Well, back the next the... one, be in the studio, who knows?
Will it be cold?
We'll see. We'll have to gauge it, man. But we keep pushing through. Another episode in the bag. Always One Podcast.
Yep.
You know what to do. Subscribe, listen, like, share, review, follow. Follow our bets. Fade our bets. There's always one thing you can do.
tell a friend.
Yes, indeed. And then on that note, we are going to head out of here. On a somber note.
Drop your location, she thinks she me a son. Put on my chains, man, she thinks she me a son. She keep a Glock in her bag, she thinks she me a son. The VH blocks with the cash, she thinks she me a son. Came up, has it back on north. I can't get into the gossip. Bitch can't see me in binoculars. Running a check up, I'm proud of you. Running a racks up, I'm proud of you. All bad bitch, eat seafood. Box on the detour, came back red on the bottom of the shoe. Puss up the devil, she thinkin' she miss some. Canary yellow, she thinkin' she miss some. Step like a stepper, she trippin' a million pooch. She think she miss some. She barely ever pop on that side, but what she do? What she try and kill some. My number one hitter always movin' in silence. She the truth, real one. You can ask her if she gang gang, she gon' tell you she rep the same thing I do. Bruh. She not my main thing, but on a weekend, she loving my crew.